The saint whom we celebrate today is one to whom we owe a tremendous debt. St. Luke the Evangelist. Now, St. Luke was one of the 72 disciples. Originally a pagan, he was born in Antioch and then came and followed Jesus and eventually was one of those who were baptized. It is said that he was baptized by St. Paul, but we do not know for sure. There is not too much that we know for sure about the details of his life. However, he wrote two of the most important books of the New Testament. First of all, he wrote the first history of the church, the Acts of the Apostles, which is a tremendous treasure in many ways, spiritual as well as historical. And then, of course, he wrote his gospel, which, above all else, give us all the details that we would have not known otherwise of the life of the baby Jesus. We have some things from St. Matthew, very little, and then the rest is from St. Luke. St. Luke eventually became the disciple of St. Paul and traveled with him sometimes, not always. They always had different missions that they fulfilled. He also, on one hand, he is the beloved physician. So that tells us that he was a medical doctor, as medical doctors were of that era. He also, perhaps because of the necessity of doctors to know the body, the human body, he was also an artist. And it is from him that we have many of the early portraits of the Blessed Mother and of Jesus that we have even to this day. Including, of course, we always see the Apostle St. Judas Thaddeus, who has a picture of Christ on his chest, because he was evangelizing one of the kings of the Middle East, and he said, "I will not listen to anything until you bring me a picture of him." So he went back, and St. Luke was still in the Holy Land, and so St. Luke preferred a beautiful painting of Christ, and we see St. Judas Thaddeus always wearing that picture of Christ that was painted by St. Luke. And usually we also see him with a club on his side, because when it was time for him to be martyred, he was clubbed to death. The life and death of the apostles and disciples was not an easy thing. And St. Luke, we don't know exactly how he died, but he was most likely also a martyr, and he died in the area of Achaia. His relics were later taken to Constantinople, and then after that, they were taken to Rome and Padua, where they are divided into two beautiful tombs, one in near the altar of St. Peter, the papal altar in St. Peter's Basilica, the other one in a magnificent altar and tomb in the Basilica of St. Giuliana in the city of Padua, which is next to the Basilica of St. Anthony of Padua. So today we honor this great disciple and apostle. He also was one of those, along with St. Joseph of Cleophas, who witnessed Christ on Easter Sunday celebrate the second Mass at the village of Emmaus, probably in his own villa, and there it was that our Lord celebrated the Mass and broke the bread for the second time, and he gave that name to the Eucharist himself, St. Luke. And that was the first name of the Eucharist, the breaking of the bread. Even today in the Missal, at the time of communion, it is called the breaking of the bread, fractio panis. And so he also transmitted this to us. So what a great privilege to have been so close to our Lord, to have been so close to the Blessed Virgin Mary, who told him so many things, and who allowed him to paint her portrait and that of baby Jesus. So today we pray to St. Luke, especially we pray for all the doctors, especially those in our parish, and the one in the back of the church, who's going nowhere. And we give thanks to God for their knowledge and their hard studies, which is very, very important. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.